Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. My guests this week include from Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron. Art Garfunkel will be joining us from the fantastic duo of Simon and Garfunkel. Michelle Danner is here. She's got a new movie out called Miranda's Victim that is streaming right now. Next hour, comedian Jeff Foxworthy will be joining us. And Pawn Stars are doing America as they did last year. They're going to 8 cities with their show. We'll be talking to Chumley. And later on in the hour, Rick Harrison. And then Maggie Hallback will be talking about National First Responders Day. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. And I'll be right back with my buddy of many years from Three Dog Night, the lead singer, Chuck Negron.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. What you're really listening to is our next guest, a friend of mine for many, many years, friend of my family too. He's a terrific guy, a multi-talented man, and I'm so glad that we're going to chat with him because we haven't talked to him in way too long. The voice of Three Dog Night, my dear friend Chuck Negron. Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Ron. So nice to speak to you again. I mean, it's been too long.
Yeah, we've gone back a lot of years. I think the very first time we met, you came into my studios at Universal, and you brought your entire band. You know, Chuck, I have in my studio a great memory of you and I when you were so nice on a Father's Day in June to fly in from California to Lake Tahoe to do my show at Harvey's in the lobby. We had a great weekend.
Right. That was very nice. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
And the nice part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, here he's, you know, he's got children, and he's coming on Father's Day to be with me. I think I might be one of your children. I think.
I think you. That was your 40th birthday.
That's right. Hey, Chuck, tell us about this whatnot that you do every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time. This is a great idea.
Yeah, well, my wife makes. She's an artist, and she makes dolls, and she has quite a follow. She's so. So she has a couple shows, actually, on Whatnot, and they decided to, have me come on. They have these vinyl shows, and we just decided to do it, have some fun, once a week, it turned out great. We sell the Three Dog Night vinyl and memorabilia and stuff, so it's been a lot of fun.
And you look like you're having fun, too. You also sign a lot of the items. Again, I want to say it's on Whatnot, Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time, Chuck and his wife. Your wife is a dear lady. She really is. I really enjoy chatting.
Well, thank you.
Very nice lady. I don't care what she says about you, Chuck. I think you're a swell guy. You know, one of the things about Chuck Negron, ladies and gentlemen, if he wasn't such a fantastic singer, he would have made a great comedian, you know. You and I have talked about that. You're a funny guy.
Oh, well, I'm from New York, and, I think you know, so much banter that goes on there that's, you know, humorous. It's part of the thing. It's part of the things you learn, you know.
Right, right. Well, you certainly have come a long way, my friend, from the doo-wop group, the Rondells, Sharon Lee on Marlinda Records, I Dream of an Angel on Heart Band label, and then, of course, right. back in 1967, one of the founding fathers of one of the greatest rock groups in the history of music, Three Dog Night. You know, Chuck, last time we chatted, you were adding some pages to the great book that you wrote, Three Dog Nightmare, and you added, like, several chapters, did you not?
Yeah, and then, from the original book, we added two more, you know, we added 12 or 14 chapters.
Right.
We ended up, because we had the book, that which was the original book, and then we wanted to bring people up to date, because we had a lot of requests of what is Chuck doing now, you know, because what I'm doing now, and what happened to this person, and what happened to that person, and what was the situation with Three Dog Night. So I just decided, you know what, I'm going to, write some new stuff. We had a distributor, so who wanted to do it. So I just, I did it, and I'm glad. But still, the original book is intact, and we just added maybe 14 chapters. So,
wow.
And we added 100 pictures.
Did you really? Because you had a great pictorial in the first book.
Yeah. So we added 100 pictures. Yeah.
Now, I know we also chatted one time about the possibility, and I still think this should be a movie. I really believe that. This is a fascinating story. I mean, if you have not read Three Dog Nightmare, you got to read it. And it came out several years ago, even with the additional chapters, because it's a story that really is a story about fame, hitting a valley, and going back up again. It's a fascinating thing. Any more word on that, Chuck?
Yeah, well, first of all, I wanted to mention the book. The reason I wrote it was I wanted people to understand more about addiction, because a lot of my my peers who wrote books, they were so dramatic and in the sense glamorizing and romanticizing, sex, drugs, rock and roll. It was horrific. So I wanted to I wanted to scare people. So I wrote this, honest book. And right now, for many years, it's been required reading at several rehabs. Now, it's did what I wanted. It's helping addicts and as importantly, helping families to understand. Now, initially, when the book came out the week, it was like number 13 in LA Times. And this, the first bestseller list that went on was New Line Cinema called us and wanted to make a movie. So right out of the bat, they wanted to make a movie. And what happened was, when it got really close, and we were actually talking about people, they were writing the screenplay, and it was great. My wife at the time, just a nice lady, she just couldn't take it.
Yeah, you told me that.
She said,
yeah.
I just don't want this in my kids' lives and, my child's life. And, I can't. Anyway, now, 20 plus years later,
wow.
That someone is shopping it now. And, we're seeing, I'm waiting to see, what kind of funding and what kind of interest they get.
I remember when that happened with your wife at the time. She just didn't want to be involved with all the history. But, when you have that kind of history, I mean, that's part of your legacy. It's like what they're doing in the country today. They want to get rid of everything in the history that they don't want to talk about anymore. But you, in that book, wow, you let it out, warts and all. There's no doubt about it. And I give you an enormous, and I've told you this many times, credit for doing that, because a lot of people don't want to talk about the strange things they did. I mean, you sold gold records of Three Dog Night to be able to feed the habit that you had, and now I understand you're lecturing, you're working with the Cry Help, Music Cares, and Musicians Assistance Program. There's a lot of stuff that you're doing and giving back for a life that you've had, a wonderful life.
Yeah, well, Cry Help, turned my life around. I was there almost a year, and it took that much time for my sanity to come back. People don't realize this, the mental process, the mental deterioration besides the body, the mental deterioration, is so profound that, you think you can go in for 30 days and come out. It's not possible, because you need time for your psyche to heal, for, your body to heal, and emotionally, and then to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then to learn how not to, so that's a long process. I thank God that I went to a place that, insisted if you go there, you know, you have to stay almost a year. Yeah. So anyway, so, you know, so that was good. And then I got calls, of course, from people that was starting programs for musicians, and that, you know, that was MAP, which, you know, morphed into the Music Cares, you know, with those, you know, at the Grammys. So, you know, so it's just involved in a lot of things. And, you know, it kept me, it kept me sane, and, you know, so it's been a gift.
You have run the gamut, and you've lived life to its fullest and still living it fine. You know, you mentioned the fact there's a new pictorial in the updated version of Three Dog Nightmare. I remember vividly one of the great pictures in the original version was your father, who looked younger than you. You told me that at the basketball games, the girls used to run to him.
Yeah, they did. You know, my dad was... You know, my dad was 6'3". He was, you know, if you shook his hand, you know, your hands got lost in his. And he was just the most charming man. You know, I used to watch him work, as I used to say. And he was just people, you know, people liked him. And but the girls were all around him. Oh, Mr. Negron. You know, and some, you know, I think I told you that there were some girls. He said, oh, yeah, I'm Chuck's brother.
I'm Chuck's younger brother.
Yeah, right, younger brother.
Hey, Chuck, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to come back. And our friend Chuck Negron, the voice of Three Dog Night. Again, his weekly show is Whatnot, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can go to whatnot.com/Chuck Negron. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today.
Wash away my troubles. Wash away my pain.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Question asking me, this is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me let's go. Mama told me let's go.
Back with Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. I can listen to that music forever. Our guest is a dear friend of mine, Chuck Negron, the voice of Three Dog Night, talking about a lot of things, including his weekly show, Whatnot, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, at whatnot.com/invite/Chuck Negron. Pretty soon he's going to have his own car line, his food line, his own clothes line. It's like the old days when Bob Hope would go on the Tonight Show. Let me tell you what I got going here.
Right, couldn't be
happier for you. By the way, when you sell these things, you sign them, as we mentioned earlier. You are very engaging in this thing. You give giveaways each and every week. You have a huge music category. And you sometimes even belt out a song on the show. I watch it. It's a good show. Oh. I mean it, Chuck.
Thank you. I'm just myself. And sometimes, I get too excited, so I got to calm myself down.
Well, you're used to working in front of a live audience. It's a little bit different.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
When you're in the broadcasting business, whether it's radio or television, if you work in a small market in Kneebend, Indiana, and then you go to New York City, you really can't see the difference because you don't know if anybody's listening in Kneebend, and you don't know if anybody's listening in New York. But to do what you guys did, playing small places and then playing the biggest venues in the world, you know when you've made it when you walk out there and see 30,000 people like you did.
Yeah, good point. I never thought of that. Yeah, that's very true. Very true.
In addition to this, you're doing a lot of lecturing and working with anti-drug organizations. Are you doing some shows? Because I know you have to be very careful even after this COVID situation because you have some health issues that could escalate if indeed you were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, well, 30, 40 years ago, I was in a car accident, really, really bad car, and my ribs were broken, punctured my lung, really tore the lungs apart. So it's an intensive care for quite a while. Actually, I almost died. When I got out, the band wanted to work, kind of upset with me that they weren't able to work. So I went back to work much sooner than I should have. And I got pneumonia on the road, went to the emergency room, and they wanted to keep me in. They said, your lungs are really bad. You got to enter the hospital. And no one wanted me to because we had this tour. So I toured for 6 months with pneumonia, and that was it. My lungs turned black. Developed emphysema because sadly I smoked. My lungs got pretty bad. So with the COVID situation, I haven't worked in 3 years, and I did around 70 shows a year, but I did 60 of them with the Happy Together tour for many years. So that's 3 years of not working these shows and basically not going out of the house because my pulmonologist, my main doctors even said, Chuck, if you get COVID, you'll die. You cannot go outside. So I've been in the house. I've only gone out, left the house to see doctors. My family comes over here. And when they visit to stay like a while at quarantine, we did the best we can to make sure that everyone's okay. But yeah, it's been difficult. So I haven't done any shows. When I sang on those Whatnot shows, that was kind of off the cuff. I hadn't sung at all in 3 years.
Yeah, I remember when you were touring with the Happy Together group.
The Turtles, right. Association.
Gary Puckett.
Gary Puckett. Yeah. The Box Tops. Mitch Ryder was on. Well, actually, really great act.
You have to miss that because entire life, since you were... Gosh, you recorded your first song when you were, 15 years old. So you have been in the public eye and on stage for an entire lifetime. And to stop, it's got to be really, really tough. May I tell, Chuck, how old you are?
Yeah, of course.
This man, with this enthusiasm that you hear in his voice, and he's been like this all the years that I know him, recently turned 80 years old. My gosh, I wish I sound like you when I'm 70 years old. Well, I am 70 years old. I lied. I'm sorry. I hate when I do that.
No, you don't.
But you sound great, Chuck.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, I'm good. And, hey, It was hard, Ron. It was hard because I'd lost a part of me. You know, in this business, you got to have kind of an edge. You kind of got to be wary of things, and then in the same, you decided to be a kind, caring person. So I found out, you know, years and years ago, that the best side of Chuck, when Chuck had his mind and his heart in balance, when Chuck was at kindest and most real, was when I was singing. So when that was taken away from me, I really had to learn that joy again, you know, that comfortable place. You know, it took some time. It was difficult.
You know, Chuck, I got a lump in my throat when you said that, because I know what you mean. Some people just can't wait till they retire. When you're somebody, you know, like we're in the entertainment business, we're broadcasting music, when they take something that you love and don't consider it work away, it's almost like cutting off both your arms, and you have handled it masterfully.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you know, I started doing a little collages and little art pieces. I started writing. I've written on my blog on the ChuckNegron.com. I've written, I don't know, 20 stories. You know, I did many stories, you know, dealing with different things. I even wrote a story about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and their procedure. It was actually very critical of them.
I agree.
Wrote many, you know, many, many different stories of things dealing, you know, with the time. And I got published on several things and written some magazines, some of my articles. Actually, I was on the cover of a health magazine for therapists. Yeah, I keep busy, not nearly as busy as I would be. And also, I've slowed down because of my lungs. I mean, the fact that I'm not out there working is the very best thing for my lungs.
Sure.
Is singing.
Oh, absolutely.
The very best thing for my health of my lungs is singing. You know, I still have a vocal coach that, you know, I sing once a week, but that's still just once a week.
Yeah.
So my lungs, you know, have deteriorated a little because I'm not using them the way, because there's no way to sing, you know, rehearsing or whatever, than the way you sing on stage.
That's exactly right. You can rehearse a million hours. You know, people say, I can't sing. Get in front of a lot of people and see what happens to you. You just, if you're not afraid to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck, I really appreciate you doing this. You have no idea how much I appreciate you doing
this. You're my friend. You and your wife are just you know, great people. Well, you know, your wife was calling me at night every night for quite a while. I wondered why she stopped, because it really broke my heart.
Well, what broke my heart is that you answered the ad in the Los Angeles Free Press. And
And
I didn't
You know, I wondered why she did that.
I don't know. I try to give her everything she wants. I've given her 8x10 pictures of me and you, and she calls you.
You know, I'm sorry, Ron.
I'm a big boy now. I'll move on. Another story that you told me one time, you were at a ball game, had a cap on, nobody recognized you, and they played Joy to the World, and everybody was singing along, not knowing that you were there.
The story goes on. Yeah, I told you, but I got a call from the Anaheim Ducks, the hockey team, and they said, would you like to do that at our arena? We'll have you in the audience. We have this thing where we go around to people, and we go, do you know the next lyric of this song? And we'll come to you, and then what you can do is just belt out the tune. So I did it. And the whole place went nuts. They started singing the whole song with 20,000 people. Started singing Joy to the World. Oh, so much fun.
Chuck, stay well, my friend, okay?
Okay, God bless, man.
Our friend Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night.
Thank you, buddy. And look, be well, and let's do this again as soon as possible.
Great. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. ISIS claiming responsibility for a massive terrorist attack at a concert hall near Moscow. Five gunmen shooting and killing at least 60 people, more than 145 others injured in the attack. Disturbing video posted online showing the five gunmen in military uniforms shooting at civilians with automatic weapons as other people are screaming and running for cover. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby telling reporters,
"There is no indication at this time that Ukrainians were involved in the shooting."
Now, the Russian rock band called Picnic was about to take to the stage to start playing at the sold-out show. The five terrorists also throwing explosives in the building, which started a massive fire. Russian media says none of the venue's security guards had guns and may be among those who were killed. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow had warned Russian authorities of a possible terrorist attack 2 weeks ago. Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination.
that stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band.
And we are back live, nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. You know, I never get tired of listening to music by those two gentlemen, Simon and Garfunkel, and their hits were so plentiful during the 60s and 70s, and they live on today because they're that good. And joining us right now is 50% of that team, a gentleman that we've had on the show several times, and it's good to have him back. Joining us right now is Art Garfunkel. Hi, Art. How you doing, my friend?
I'm feeling just fine. Hi, Ron.
It's so nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you for putting that pedestal underneath me. Every ego needs a little boost.
You can come by anytime you want, and I'll be more than happy to put that pedestal. It's well-deserved, I want you to know. Now, I am so excited about this 59-song anthology, but you know what's more exciting than hearing all these great songs? Very difficult to play some of your favorites when they're all your favorites, but you have included in this now some songs that have never, ever been heard by the general public before.
Well, there's not a lot of them, Ron, so don't expect that we have to come out with. There's about 12 different things that people have never heard. In some cases, the record company went to recordings of shows we did, and they always picked the hot show where the good version of that song, so they substitute that for the well-known recording version, and it works. In some cases, they found songs that we just never put out. We had very little overage in our recording years, but there's Blues Run the Game, which we recorded and loved at the time, but somehow it never made our album. When we were in England a lot, and we just never put it on our album. I don't know why. So it went into this box set. One day they came into us and wanted us to sing two Christmas songs for a sampler that the record company was putting out, and we usually decline that stuff, but we gave them God Rest You Merry Gentlemen and something else, and when I hear it back now, it is charming. It has a validity of its own just because the blend is nice.
It's funny you should mention that, because I was listening to the Cut One, and am I pronouncing this right by saying it Bleecker Street?
Right.
Now, I'm going to play an excerpt of this.
What they call in the business, a demo, an unissued demo, and I'm just going to play a little segment of it.
Fog's rolling in off the East River Bank.
Now, a demo, for those individuals who may not know, is the copy that's kind of used for promotional purposes to see whether or not you go into production with it.
Right, a sketch of a future record.
That's right, a little bit of an architectural sketch. But amazing to me is that your demos are so good, they could be released because they sound like a finished product.
We were tight, weren't we?
Oh.
We had a plan.
Practice, right?
That's right, that's what it comes down to. In our teenage years, we were remarkably serious about studying how we dictioned together and how we could really be as tight as possible.
This was a result of a project that spanned over 3 years. And some people may ask, why would it take so long to put a compiling of so many of your great songs together? Why couldn't it just happen? Why did this take so long?
I think it's all in the hunting. You have to keep getting back into finding everything that was recorded. As years go by, it gets very tricky to just simply find the good stuff. These are the original masters that are very faithfully reproduced to be first generation, and they constantly have to come up with new things and go further, send Paul and I what they've come up with. We would accept certain things, reject certain things. They'd go back further, looking at different shows that we had done.
You know, I failed to mention, and I love the title of this, is the name of this anthology, which is called Old Friends. And, you know, that can be taken, I guess, a couple of ways, Art. And one, of course, old friends being you and Paul, and old friends being us, you and Paul.
Well, I can tell you how Sony looks at it, because they told me that the title for them was These Tunes, These 59 Sides, These Are the Old Friends. I like that.
I like that, too. Now, as we mentioned before, there's the demos, outtakes, and, of course, outtakes people love because that shows everybody that you're a real person. But, you know, I'm doing some addition here. Looks like there's about 14 or 15 of these things that we've never heard before. That's a pretty good selection.
Yeah, it is nice. It's got goodies in it. But it's not like there's a ton of future stuff. I suppose if they dug further, they'd find a few other cases where we tried something. We almost had Cuba C, Nixon No in there. That's because we used to disagree about whether that should go on the Bridge Over Troubled Water album, and we ended up not putting it there. And it came up again when Columbia wanted to put it in this release.
I probably have asked you this in the past, but I'm going to do it again. When you were recording these magnificently huge hits that were sung by not only yourself, but by other people. I mean, Elvis Presley even did a Bridge Over Troubled Waters rendition. Did you know what kind of an impact you were having, or were you just too busy and wrapped up in a day-to-day operation to really know that you were affecting so many people's lives?
Something in between the two. We spent those years in the studio with the feeling you can't help but know that you're on the charts and you're at the top of the charts. So you feel like our efforts are really relating to the world at large, not just the United States. And it's a huge turn-on, Ron. You feel a tremendous winner's complex, as if this is all working. So it excites you, and it brings you to the height of your confidence and your powers, and you take all that energy and you pour it into the next day's work in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It was only at the end of that five-year run in 1970 that I first really began to get out and look around and go to parties and see I had the respect of all my famous colleagues, and my body of work stood as a calling card.
I've seen your show on stage. It is a magnificent performance of talent, excitement, heartwarming. It hits all the senses.
How nice of you to say.
And it's true. And I often wonder if it's easier doing it, Art, as a soloist. And I must first tell everyone, Art Garfunkel does not go up on the stage by himself. He's got a magnificent band behind him and backup singers, and it's a whole show. But is it somewhat different than going up there with a partner, knowing that the decisions you make are your decisions and you can do what you want to do?
Yeah, it feels very healthy. I have a lot of strength in my own point of view and confidence in what I do, and being a partner for all those years, while it worked in terms of the public and it made a real blend, it was difficult. There was a tremendous amount of deferring that's required to be a team player, and I did it as long as I could do it, and then it's tough. I have only compassion for me and for Paul in terms of how hard it is to sustain the cooperation needed for a partnership when you have two rich characters full of their own autonomy, you know? So I enjoy very much now shaping my own show, setting up the tune so that the key falls exactly where I want it to fall.
Sure. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you if your lovely wife is going to be making this next tour with you, because I know that she sang on stage here.
Well, she'll be in Atlantic City with me when I go there, and she won't be part of the Far East tour, but we're setting up shows now for wherever possible. She'll be on tour.
Now, I'm going to ask you the unfair question of the year.
Here it
goes. Oh, boy, I apologize for this, but
I'm hunkering down now, Ron.
Get ready for this one, Art, okay? All of these great songs, every one of them 100% marvelous. What's your favorite?
Well, I have been asked this before.
Oh,
it always goes to Scarborough Fair.
Really?
Because it's the flowingest of all of them. It seems so natural, that one.
Yeah.
I remember when we recorded it, it was like just getting out of the way and letting it write itself. It wrote itself and recorded itself through you.
Mm-hmm.
You just listened to what had been done, and you knew what had to be done next. There was no human being involved. It's just the music god expressing itself. So that, to me, flows like no other one on all our albums.
Well, Art, I want to thank you for the millions of hours that you've given to so many people around the world. And, of course, the new CD is called Old Friends. It's a 59-song anthology containing every chart hit, plus 15 unissued outtakes, unissued demos, and, of course, performed by the best, Simon and Garfunkel. Art, thank you so much. You're a terrific guest. I wish you'd come back here every week. You know that? When you come down and visit, you can come down and visit us.
I will do that.
Okay?
Bye-bye, Ron.
Thanks so much, Art.
I don't know if you could count up the number of hit records that Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel recorded, wrote, just mastered all of the top slots of the record charts across the country back in the 60s and the 70s when they used to go out in concert as a duo, and when they still go out in concert as individuals, they pack them in because the memories, as they say, just keep on coming. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. And according to Art Garfunkel, out of all the hits they had for so many years, this is his favorite.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a kind. A deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no seeing or nasal words.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few.
After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Ron Zedgy today. We are live nationwide and around the world. There's a film that was released October 6th, available on demand. You got to watch this. You got to learn how history really evolves. And this is a great story, sad at times, but it shows that there's some personal courage and a great deal of justice in this case. And it's called Miranda's Victim. Joining us right now is a successful director, one of the great A-list acting coaches in Hollywood, Michelle Danner. Hi, Michelle. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Miranda's Victim. I don't know if anybody can equate this real quick, but this is about the law that you see on television all the time, the Miranda rights. Let me give a little background, if I may, okay, Michelle, to the audience. It's a story about Patricia Weir. She was a teenager, and this goes back now to the early 60s, and she was kidnapped and raped by a gentleman by the name of Ernesto Miranda. She was just coming home from working at a movie theater,
in the great city of Phoenix, Arizona. But because of the sloppy police work, the whole thing went south as far as legality is concerned. Now, I'm going to let you pick it up from there, because this is how the Miranda rights came into play and so relevant in today and so popular that I don't think people really know when see it or hear it on television what it was all about.
Well, yes, this is an incredible story that happened over 60 years ago when Patricia was abducted in Phoenix, Arizona. She was an innocent 18-year-old. She had gotten off work at the Paramount Theater, took the bus, took a bit of a later bus because she had a crush on a co-worker. Had she taken an earlier bus, it would have not happened to her. She was abducted and driven to the desert, and then a horrible crime was committed. But she fought for justice. And so the incredible thing that I didn't even know about is for 1,000 crimes that get committed, only 5 result in convictions. And she really had to relive the story because the Supreme Court overturned the arrest of Ernesto Miranda because they ruled that he was not read his rights. Thus came what we know to be the civil rights liberties, the Miranda rights, where people, you know, have to be read their rights before they get arrested. This is an incredible story that's never been told before, neither in a feature film or a documentary or a miniseries about justice. And so I was, you know, very lucky to have this incredible cast, starting with Abigail Breslin, Donald Sutherland, Annie Garcia, Kama Clark, and Ryan Felipe, Luke Wilson, Mireille Enos. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Emily Van Camp, Dan Loria, to portray, you know, some of these historical characters in this incredible story.
Now, before they read you the Miranda rights, were there rights that were similar to that, that were supposed to be given to the person that assaulted the rape victim, or has it changed even the verbiage of it?
I mean, the verbiage has changed, and we all know the verbiage. Our kids know the verbiage.
Sure.
You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. But before, you know, even the police officers knew to let, you know, the person know, listen, you don't have to come with us. You don't have to talk to us. You know, there were some loose Miranda rights that were read, but not these official ones.
And by doing it kind of on the fly, the arresting officer or whatever the case may be, it really didn't hold a lot of credence because of the fact that they could have denied it. I mean, they could just, like you said, they said, well, you know, you don't have to talk to me if you don't want to. And the person that is committing the crime thinks to themselves, well, this will never fly because I'll just tell them you never told me that.
Exactly. Something had to be in place. It really is about the ACLU picked this case and put it on top of the list, this Ernesto Miranda case. And it was a fight for civil rights liberties, you know, which is important. And ironically, those liberties are there for the innocent and the guilty.
There was a time, and I think if I'm off base here, let me know, Michelle, that it even happens today where women don't want to talk about if they were raped. I mean, from what I understand from the movie that I saw, the husband of the lady who was raped, Patricia Weir, didn't really know the background. She was married and had children, and he didn't even know it. As a result of that, I guess the stigma that follows that type of crime is somewhat embarrassing. But then the other side of the coin is the legal system would, you know, you'd have the guy in jail for a couple of days and then he's out on the street again.
Yes, it's, you know, there is justice and sometimes justice fails and then life gets in the way. So when you do get justice, I think it's a great thing.
Now, are either one of these individuals still with us?
Detective Cooley, who was the detective that really tried to help Patricia Weir and solved the case, has recently passed away a few months ago. Patricia Weir is still alive, and she was on Morning Joe doing an interview last month, and she was at an event in New Jersey where 700 people gave her a standing ovation. And I got emotional because she really represents what it meant to truly be brave.
Yeah. What ultimately happened to Ernesto Miranda?
Ernesto, well, for that, I think you have to watch the movie because it's a major twist in the story. Something that fascinated me when I found out about it, but he is no longer on this earth.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is a problem that we have in society that is a touchy subject to talk about. But I think this is the reason why I mentioned earlier, Michelle, about how I think this movie should be watched by everyone, youngsters alike, okay? And I know it's a touchy subject, but it really gives you a basis to view how things come about in our history. And people don't follow, at least the modern generation doesn't follow history that much. And it's really a statement that is very compelling, tells about the young lady's character and how she can inspire people to come forward and speak their truth. There is indeed a strong message, is there not, Michelle?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's a very strong message of, you know, coming forth if something like this happens, to come forth and to tell your story, mm-hmm. no matter what. And so many people around the country have come up to me and they said that they haven't told their story, but in a way, this movie gave a voice to their story that they have not been able to tell.
That's great. I want to make mention of the fact that at the film festival opening night in Santa Barbara, the film festival, Michelle Danner won the best female director at the Independent Women Film Awards. Congratulations. You did a great job on this. One day I'd like to have you come back and we'll talk about how you coach all of these great actors and actresses like Christian Slater and Gerard Butler and Seth MacFarlane, Chris Rock. You're quite a lady. And the film is streaming right now. What's the service it's streaming on, Michelle?
It's streaming on every service around the country, including Apple TV and Amazon and Vudu.
We'll look for Miranda's Victim. Watch it. And our guest has been Michelle Danner. Michelle, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on the success and the accomplishment and need that we've had for this movie.
Thank you. Thank you so much again for having me.
Thank you. Wow, that's an unbelievable story. Really, when you come down to it, it's so important. This is the Miranda Rights origination with a gentleman by the name of Ernesto Miranda. You talk about how history comes full circle. And it's interesting to find out how things, laws, even cars, day-to-day items get their names. And this came from a gentleman who broke the law. We want to remind everybody to visit our websites. RonSedgy.com is one of them, RONSEGGI.com. And when you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand, and you can also hear some of our archive programs from years gone by. And we also invite you to view our other website, which is called Sedgy Sings, SEGGISINGS. And there you'll learn all about our concert tour with my 15-piece orchestra paying tribute to the music of American Bandstand. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come. Live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy Today.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Ron Sedgy Today. Don't go anywhere because we have another hour to go. I want to thank from Three Dog Night, my buddy of many years, Chuck Negron, the great Art Garfunkel, and director Michelle Danner. Next hour, one funny guy. This guy is unbelievable on stage. Jeff Foxworthy will be here. Pawn Stars is going on tour again this year, as they did last year with their Do America show. And Chumley will be here from the show. Later in the hour, his boss, Rick Harrison. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today. We'll be back after a short break with hour number two of the show.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.